On SEN, questions without notice. For Charlie Battisti & Co., Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.
Welcome back. Simon Kadish, Jacob Townsend, Sarah Blitzovs, and Saturday's Melbourne Phoenix big man Dame Pino, all still to come. So she is a busy running until 9 o'clock before we hand over to Jared Waitley and the team for day two of the first test. But before we get to all that, we've got some questions without notice. Kane, I've got one for you. Hindsight really being my friend here. Joe Root choosing to bat or Trent Cotchin kicking into the wind in an elimination final at Adelaide Oval?
Well, a bit more riding on it for Joe Root, I think, than Trent Cotchin. I'm not sure Richmond were ever going to win the premiership at that stage, but two poor decisions at the toss, albeit, I would have done the same thing. If I was Joe Root and I won the toss, you can't do anything but bat. I heard Ian Healy say...
What? Really?
Yeah, I heard Ian Healy say, he knows the Gabba better than us. He said, You win the toss at the Gabba, 9 out of 10 times you bat, and on the 10th time you think about bowling and then you bat. So right. If Ian Healy's saying that, well, yeah. I mean, who am I to be critical of Joe Root for choosing to bat?
As many of the Queenslanders pointed out, Matty Hayden made many a century, just getting through a difficult first session and then reaping the rewards afterwards. But I just wonder if Joe Root was scarred by, and we might have mentioned this in the quiz earlier in the week, the Nasser Hussain, the infamous, I think we'll have a bowl. I think every English skipper since then has thought about it and thought, no, I couldn't possibly tempt fate. Put my head into the lines, man.
And he didn't have his two biggest wicket takers either as well. So that puts it into context. You don't have Broad and Anderson.
Well, that's a whole nother.
You're a bit more reluctant to bowl, aren't you?
That's a whole other conversation, isn't it? Is Matty Hayden, speaking of Matty Hayden, a forgetful sort of a person? I noticed that he was rocking in the Channel 7 coverage his Tony Gregg-style broad-brim hat. And nothing wrong with that, except in large black texter, it had written on the outside of it, Haydos.
Haydos.
As if there was 50 broad brim hats around and he might lose track of which one was his. That was interesting.
He's a cool dude though, isn't he? Like he's one of the only ones that can rock that hat. But yeah, I'm not sure. I think we know there's not too many rocking that hat. So he wasn't going to misplace it and not know where it went. But yeah, it's which coverage do you watch? You're a flicker. I thought you were a Fox.
I was mainly Fox, but I did find myself wanting to go over to the other side and have a good look at that as well.
Spoiled for choice.
We were.
I guess there's less ads probably on Foxtel than there is with Seven, but equally the lineups of talent on both networks are good. So which provider do you prefer? Of course, if you're in the car, you're on SEN, but if you're watching at home on TV, are you Seven or are you Foxtel? Because both offer a fair bit.
I loved it in the 4K Ultra HD. I will say that. Hey, another fixture tidbit, little nuggets falling off the back of the truck, Kane, and I think this one will be more welcome news in your part of the world. There might be a big finally coming response to this. Showdown 51 will be played on a Friday night in round 3, April 1st. Oh. April 1st, April Fool's Day, isn't it? No one's taken the P1 there. But anyway.
It's about 10 years too late, isn't it? Friday night showdown?
Yes, I thought you might have that opinion. Yep, Showdown 51, Friday night prime time. So you can stop
best rivalry in the AFL?
You can stop sooking about it now. You get your stage, don't bugger it up.
Well, that's over to the Crows to see if they can be competitive for the first time in the last 4 years. But no, in all seriousness, this rivalry deserved that stage. Now, the AFL had taken advantage of the fact that it sells out regardless and people watch regardless, so you can slot it on the Sunday graveyard shift if you like. But this is a fixture that's well worth the Friday night slot. So that'll be welcome news for both clubs.
Indeed it will. Now, was Davey Warner... We know he's a big listener to SEM Breakfast. Was he rocking a wetsuit strap on his shades yesterday?
This took up far too much of my time yesterday.
Because we know this is your go.
Well, so I went away on holidays. I've been accused of having no fashion sense whatsoever. Adam Cooney's been getting stuck into me about the sandals that I was wearing, and I don't care. They're comfy, and I'll continue to go with them. And then started questioning myself. I bought the wetsuit strap for the glasses and we put the question out whether that is acceptable. Good feedback on that, mostly positive on the wetsuit strap, but you weren't sure about it and you questioned the fashion choice. And then I thought after, who got out? It may have been...
He took a catch-in slip, Dave Warner. Yeah, who was that from? I can't remember who it was now.
I think it was Alex Carey's first catch yesterday, right. And they've all run to celebrate with Hazelwood, wasn't it? And I could see from the back that there was this fluoro strap around the back of David Warney's baggy green. So I've quickly paused my TV. I took a picture of it. I sent it to you and I said, hang on a minute. Is the great David Warner rocking the wetsuit strap behind his sunglasses? All must be forgiven, but you don't reckon it was true. You've got another theory.
No, I don't think he was wearing the shades for much of the day because it was so overcast. So he had them on the back of his head. You know, you can turn them around and rest them on the back of your head. I think that green strap was actually the green frame, and for whatever reason, the lens was camouflaged up against the baggy green. So I think it was just his shades, but we'll keep a very close eye on it today. The other thing I need to mention is SEN's cricket coverage. I was driving home from our show yesterday listening to the pre-match. Michael Atherton, oh, we know Jared's outstanding.
He's a star.
Michael Atherton is unbelievably good listening.
Yeah,
incredible.
Some people just have a good voice for radio, and he's like, you're drawn to the voice, but then the insights, and not all went that well for him when he was captain of England through the Ashes. So to hear his perspective of that was terrific. So, you know, I tuned in a fair bit yesterday as I was running around being a taxi for my kids on their last day of school, and it was great coverage. So looking forward to tuning in. We'll speak to Simon Kadic shortly. Hey, yep. Question without notice. Serena's not coming to the Australian Open, unfortunately. With her medical team, have decided not to. Novak at this stage is. But there's a new sports movie coming out, Sammy, called King Richard. And it is based around, it's Will Smith. It's based around Serena and Venus Williams' father, Richard Williams, and the impact that he had over their career. I cannot wait for this. Nothing better than a good sports movie. It is a question without notice. Your favourite sports movie?
Oh, gee, that's hard at short notice. You know, I'm not sure it is, but it just came into my mind. Rudy. Do you remember Rudy?
Yes!
I made my, this is great.
That is top three for me. I made my kids sit down and watch Rudy.
Powerful
the other
movie.
Day, and they loved it. Happy Gilmore. Oh. Just like, just so easy. Like
the Water Boy's right up there.
Yeah, if Happy Gilmore's on, like I'm watching it. If I flick the channel and Happy Gilmore's on, I'm watching it. But 0433981116, King Richard, look out for that one. Rave reviews, Will Smith, they reckon, is going to win the Oscar for it.
Just before we get to Billy and Ascot Vale, question without notice, should we get, because we're inundated with texts about a lot of confusion, should we get your old teammate, my old schoolmate, Toby Thurston's on to explain the origins of Cat Dog?
Cat Dog!
We should. I saw him the other day at sad circumstances. I saw him at Russell Ebert's funeral. He's in good shape, doing very well professionally. So we'll give him a call. We'll get him on tomorrow.
Let's get him on. That suggestion, Johnny and Burwood, because I was confused after. Was it a bet? Was it a dare? Does he look like Cat Dog? What was it?
I'm Billy's, still confused.
Billy's in Ascot Vale. Welcome, Bill.
Yeah, morning, guys. I just wanted to ask Kane. I know you're a true South Australian and pride about it, but is a fierce rivalry between Eagles and Port Adelaide more fierce than West Coast and Fremantle?
Oh, yeah, 100%. It's the Derby or the Derby, whatever they call it, that's a pseudo-rivalry. I mean, Fremantle have been bullied for the last 10 years in that. I know they had, I think they won the last one, didn't they? But that's not a rivalry. You look at the showdown, it's a much stronger rivalry than what they have over there in Perth.
Rebecca, thanks for the call, Billy. We need to get to a break. Off the text, remember the Titans, any given Sunday for the love of the game. Stacks of those coming through. Clint, sit tight in Ballarat. We'll get to you. You've got a good nomination as well. It's time for the 7:30 news headlines. We're off to get a McCafe coffee, so we're back with more shortly. Thanks a lot, Alex. Kane, you won't believe it, but we haven't given away enough prizes. More have landed on my desk to give away another one. We've got five double passes for tomorrow night's Stars Thunder Clash at the MCG. Play starts at 7:15 tomorrow. Call now, 1-300-736-736, and Trentos is compiling his pick, his favourite. So if you're good enough, you get the prizes. Come and see Dre Russ at the G. Grab your tickets to see World Cup winners Glenn Maxwell, Marcus Stoinis, Adam Zampa, plus Andre Russell. All in action against the Thunder at the MCG on Friday night. Tickets are from just $5 anyway at melbournestars.com.au. We're talking favourite sports movies. So many of them. Field of Dreams comes to mind. Mighty Ducks as a kid. Love the Flying V.
Classic.
That was the winning recipe, the Flying V. Goldberg, between the sticks.
He's back on the straight and narrow, Goldberg.
Is
as well.
He?
He's lost his way for a while there with addiction, but good news, he's back on the straight and narrow. But you see pictures of those child actors now. Gee, that makes you feel a little bit old.
It does. Moneyball, Cracker Jack, Caddyshack, the list goes on and on. Clint's in Ballarat. Welcome, Clint.
G'day, fellas. How you going?
G'day, Clint.
My one is, I've watched it about 33 or 43 times, is Farlap.
Solid nomination, Clint. What do you like about it? What makes you keep coming back?
The ticker of the trainer. He just refused to give no as an answer. He pushed everyone. He sacked the jockey. He rode the horse around the hills in the sand dunes, which you're not supposed to do. And he took a risk and it paid off.
Good on you, Clint. Good nomination. What, I can't believe the initial Rocky Kane hasn't got a mention yet. One of the most iconic.
No, Rocky IV's the best Rocky.
One of the most iconic soundtracks in cinema.
Yeah, no, I think Rocky I is overrated, but of course started a
juggernaut. Well, you can't have four without one, mate.
It really heats up with three and four. Mr. T gets involved in three, and then Ivan Drago in four. Could speak Rocky all day, but I've got to be completely honest. I haven't seen that movie, Farlap, Clint. So 88% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Good flick.
Might have to look at that. Alan's on the road. G'day, Al.
Good morning, guys. Listen, when it comes to movies and sports movies, it's got to be based on true story. I think fictional stuff you can make up. There's three movies I want to mention. One is called The Express, with the story of Ernie Davis, who's the first black Heisman Trophy winner, but he died of leukemia before he even made the field. But his numbers hung up on the rafters of, I forgot the team now, but Jim Brown, I think it's the Bengals. And the other one is the story of Will Marshall. If you haven't seen it, you got to see this. That's the story of a plane, a college football team that went down, and they had to rebuild the team. Matthew McConaughey, that was fantastic. And if you could have seen The Blind Side, the story of Michael Orr, these are all football movies, but man, this boy with no parents, adopted by a white family, that was fantastic, I think. They're really awe-inspiring. And if you don't shed a tear or have a little tearful in one of those two movies, man, you got no heart. Anyway, I think if anybody hasn't seen them, then must see.
Good work, Alan. I know Kane's a big Sandra Bullock fan. Kane?
Well, Speed is an absolute classic with Sandra Bullock. Alan brings up an interesting point. Does it have to be a true story to be in the running for the best sports movie? Gets rid of Rocky, gets rid of Happy Gilmore.
Gets rid of this, gets rid of Jerry Maguire. Speaking of famous movie lines, show me the money.
Gets rid of Waterboy.
I love it. Gets rid of the Waterboy. Thank you. Buttons is on fire. Cool Runnings. Hey, Sanka.
Yes.
You kiss my lucky egg. Love Cool Runnings.
I was going to start singing the jingle, but then I thought better of it because that's Imar, which you did.
Don't be scared. We got the bobsled team. We've also got a break coming up, actually, so we need to get to that. We better straighten up because we've got our first guest coming up. So we better straighten up, Kane. Sarah Blitzars, she is indeed. She's an Opal, she's an Olympian, and she's a Southside Flyer, and she's pretty darn good at what she does. There you go. We're here for Kogan. Make the switch to a great value credit card and Garage Doors Redefine, 4ddoors.com.au.
That was Questions Without Notice for Charlie Battisti & Co., Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.